Been speaking with a bunch of folks, and we'll continue to do that throughout the afternoon and into the evening and tomorrow and beyond as we process the news that came down earlier this morning. We're joined now on the phone by Dr. Debbie Strowman, who is former college basketball star in her own right, of course, a coach, a mentor, professor, commentator, and the host of If You Only Knew right here on 97.9 The Hill. Debbie, thank you so much for being with us today. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you, Aaron. There is so much to think about in terms of what is going on with this big, big news. The first thing that I think about is the fact that everybody knows Carolina's offense. Everybody knows their offense. If you know anything about basketball, the inside out, the big men, secondary break. And so it's very predictable. And then Coach Williams does what is non-predictable, unpredictable, as in he did it on his terms. And I think because, and we can guess at all the different reasons, everything from the changes in the game, are we going to pay athletes now? Will there be name, image, likeness matters that have to be figured out? The transfer portal is wonderful freedom for the athletes, but it is a nightmare for coaches' staff. And then, of course, the type of athletes we have today, and I can say this being biased, I played back in the late 70s and early 80s in college, they don't have a lot of patience. Parents don't have patience, and athletes don't have patience. And so there's many, many reasons for Coach Williams to say, I'm ready to sit in my rocking chair. But having this unpredictable act declaration today, it is a big punch in the stomach to the Tar Heel Nation.
Yeah, and certainly given the impact that Roy has had in the last 18 years, and we're talking about the extent to which the game has transformed just in the last year, let alone the last 2 years or 5 years or 10, and the fact that Carolina has had, you know, a couple of down years in the last 2 years relative to the typical high standard for Carolina. But in the last 10 years, the game has transformed. The nature of it has transformed. The pressure is higher. The money is larger. The demands are greater. You've got the NCAA investigation, which took 8 years, that also existed on campus for a long time. And in the midst of all of that, continued success, continued consistent success from Roy and from the team. You had the Elite Eight run in 2012 that could have easily been a national championship if not for injuries, a near title in 2016, the title in 2017, and all of that under in the context of a game that, as you mentioned, is very different from the game that Roy grew up in. And that's just another testament to just how significant and how skilled and talented he is on the court as well as off it.
Absolutely. And I think that's another reason why it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that there are critics out there. But I don't think there's anybody in the Tar Heel Nation is not grateful and thankful for what he did. Because right now, in the midst of a pandemic, there are so many unknowns. People are uncomfortable. People are trying to manage relationships, whether they are personal or professional. Not sure about where we're going with this nation in terms of the willingness of people to take the vaccination. People who are participating in the protocols, you know, the three W's. There's just so much unknown, so much, you know, I'm not sure what's going to come around the corner. And then when you lose someone who has created a system of tradition, of consistency, and then that is gone, that rug is pulled out from under you, it makes people very, very uncomfortable. To the extent that sport news, and mind you, this isn't pro basketball. This is an Olympic, you know, announcement. This is little old Chapel Hill, you know, in mm-hmm. North Carolina, and yet everybody's paying attention to this. Everybody. But that's because of the consistency, the tradition of, you know, even in a down year for North Carolina, I mean, you can just look on the roster. You can hear the murmurs, you know, about something's going on. This player might not be comfortable with that player. Or do the young people really know the offense? teams were still scared of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like whichever team showed up for the jump ball, there was Michael Jordan, Sam Perkins, you know, George Lynch, James Worthy. I mean, just go down the list. Raymond Felton, they were all out on the court going against you. And that doesn't happen overnight. That means you have someone at the helm that is keeping things steady in the midst of. And so I think, again, another reason why people are a bit animated around this decision.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Strom, and again, host of If You Only Knew on 97.9 The Hill. And you've been close to the Carolina Athletics Department and the program for many, many years. What are your memories of Roy as a person?
Well, thank you for asking that, because, you know, I could write an article, I could do a podcast on Coach Williams. So when I decided to come to Chapel Hill to get my master's degree back in 83, Coach Williams was the assistant coach for Coach Dean Smith. And we were all in Carmichael. And it was clearly my beginnings of learning and being a part of and completely respecting what Carolina family means. Everybody knew everyone. Everyone was respectful. You know, the tradition of winning had been established. And to be able to come in as a young assistant coach under Coach Jennifer Alley and to be a part of the Carolina basketball family, I mean, it's just, it's a major blessing. I remember when I was in D.C., I used to live in Maryland, and I remember I was at a restaurant, and there's Mike Korn sitting right next to me. And he's like, Carolina? And we're like hugging, family, basketball. And then when I came back in 2007 to be a professor, and I was walking the hallways of Carmichael and just meeting folks and seeing Karen Shelton, Debbie Strowman, a big hug. I mean, Carolina family. And then Coach Williams, when he was off in Kansas, and I don't know what I was doing at the time, but I really fell in love with one of his Kansas teams, and I wrote him and said, you know, Coach, how are you doing? Congratulations. You know, I love, you know, your point guard. And he sent me a pair of Kansas shorts. And then since then, you know, having conversations deep, very, very impactful conversations when we were going through the, what I call the cloud, but many people own it as the academic scandal, having conversations with Coach about that. And certainly, just whenever I see him, he's ready to give me a hug and to give me a kiss. And, you know, I really, really just think so much of him. He's not a perfect man. And I don't think anybody, especially who's achieved the number of wins that he's in the titles, you can't be perfect, but he is consistent and he believes in Carolina family. It means something. And so with that being said, I am very, very hopeful that the next person who coaches the team is Carolina bloodline. I believe that. I think that's what's needed. And with all due respect to people who've gone to many wonderful universities and came here and is now a Tar Heel, but there's nothing like having that bloodline within the basketball program. And I'm hoping that Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director, he looks at the Mack Brown effect, right? Larry Fedora did a lot for Carolina. There's no doubt. Young, passionate, knows the game. But when Mack Brown came in, it changed. There's something about people who've grown up on Carolina athletics from when they were just a little one and to now, you know, as we're middle-aged senior citizens, that familiarity matters. And so I'm hoping that we don't just look at somebody's numbers and, you know, say you've got to have X amount of titles to even, you know, be considered. Let's look at family. I think the state of North Carolina and UNC alums would appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think you're right, and it's sort of worth noting with that question now going to be the next question after Roy makes the announcement official at 4 o'clock. And you're gonna have to tell me, because my memory only goes back so far with Carolina basketball. See, Roy was part of the family. Matt Doherty, obviously, Bill Guthridge, Dean Smith came out of the Carolina family. Was Frank McGuire? Did he have a Carolina background before he came on as coach? Because he would have been the most recent non in the family hire, and that's decades ago at this point.
Yes, you're exactly right. And it was at a time period where the state, the university wanted to win. And they went up north and they grabbed Frank McGuire.
Mm-hmm.
He was at St. John's, North Carolina. Then he moved on to South Carolina. But he's the one who turned the tide. He brought in a number of New Yorkers, and they just started balling down here and was able to dominate. And then the rest is history. Yeah.
So, again, speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and we've got to wrap up here in a second, but as we do, your final thoughts. It's kind of hard to take 18 years of coaching at North Carolina as a head coach and 48 years in coaching, just a legendary Hall of Fame career, and try to condense it down into a brief statement and sum it all up. But what are your thoughts right now?
Well, there's no doubt they're mixed. But I do understand he's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Maybe now I can get in a round of golf with Coach. But I'm asking the Tar Heel Nation to be patient. This is a process, and it will be very, very thorough. And I have to believe that the next hire, Coach Williams, will approve. He's going to be involved in this in some way. I just don't think you can have a tradition, a Hall of Fame coach, not have any say on the person who follows him. And so whether we agree with the hire or not, let's just remember that we've got a tradition, and whomever they bring in, we're going to support this person. They're going to need the Tar Heel Nation to be on our A game, to be supportive, because we like winning. We like family more, but we do like winning. And so that means we can't be like some programs where, you know, it's 50-50, where half the fan base, you know, is unhappy with the coach regardless of the outcome of the game. We need to be 100% on for the Tar Heels.
Dr. Debbie Stroman, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.